How can a few dedicated volunteers help an organization, neighborhood, and city retain their collective memory? Caitlin Swaim, curator at the Annapolis Maritime Museum and Park, tells us more.
About 5 years ago, staff at the Annapolis Maritime Museum and Park gathered at the conference table one afternoon to brainstorm some new ways to engage with different audiences. We felt that we excelled in connecting with children and students, but we all recognized that our adult audiences were left wanting more. Somewhere, mixed in the flurry of ideas that crossed the table that day, an important question was asked. What about a documentary film? Do we have images and oral histories in our collection that could support a Ken Burns-style documentary? The short answer was yes, but the long answer was a bit more involved. For years, the museum had been collecting objects, memories, and voices from the community, but had made no major efforts to catalog the collection or to make it accessible to the public. After this discussion, John, a passionate volunteer, raised his hand and offered to assist with organizing the museum's collection. His focus and obsession quickly became our oral history collection. He was so committed, he managed to lure a few other volunteers to his cause. One of them was a gentleman by the name of Mike Myron. He was affectionately known as the Mayor of Eastport, the Annapolis neighborhood where he lived. Mike and John worked tirelessly for months to digitize cassette tapes and catalog the oral history collection. Mike died of cancer in 2016. He was so inspired by the commitment to the collection that he willed his personal collection of oral histories, photographs, letters, transcripts, and commercial documents to the museum. He was a sort of amateur historian who spent the last 25 years of his life documenting life in Annapolis and Eastport. The stories Mike captured would have been long lost without his efforts. The Michael F. Myron Oral History Collection features 135 interviewees that included members of the religious community, civic leaders, marine trades workers, boat builders, and families who figured prominently or quietly in Eastport history. His interviews focused on the lives of individuals and families and their recollections of the neighborhood. These interviews also addressed businesses and their locations through the last half of the 20th century. Even though the Mike Myron collection focuses on the past, the long view of the museum focuses on the future and the availability of this resource for families and researchers going forward. John continues his work on the oral histories still and focuses almost solely on the Mike Myron collection. Recent funding from Maryland Humanities will allow volunteers like John to digitize the voices preserved by Mike and to have professional transcriptions made of each interview. By preserving primary source audio and transcripts and sharing them with the world, we at the Annapolis Maritime Museum and Park believe we are making a significant contribution to preserving the maritime heritage of Eastport and Annapolis. In Mike's honor, the museum began a new oral history initiative to continue his legacy of capturing the voices of Eastport and Annapolis in perpetuity. With funding from Maryland Humanities, the museum will interview members of our fading maritime community and make them accessible to the public. The museum is dedicated to our collective memory and to sharing these voices with future generations.
Visit amaritime.org for more information about the museum's oral history collection. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.